Broadcasting Network Truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. And we mentioned the next stop for our... what's his name? The Energizer Bunny President, Donald Trump, is Davos, Switzerland. And he will be going there to the World Economic Forum. Davos is a ski resort in the eastern part of Switzerland, and a mountain resort in Graubünden in the Eastern Alps region of Switzerland. This meeting brings together some 3,000 business leaders, international political leaders, economists, celebrities, and journalists for up to 5 days to discuss global issues across 500 public and private sessions. And here's a picture of the buildings and facility. And, their motto, committed to improving the state of the world. Wow. I was worried there for a minute that they had some other purpose. They were formed in 1971. They, like so many of these others, they call themselves a nonprofit foundation, right? And this is interesting. The founder is Klaus Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B. And the executive chairman today, it was founded in 1971 by Klaus Schwab. He's the executive chairman today. How could he have lived that long? Let me see how old the guy is. Klaus Schwab. Where is he? Let's find him. Klaus Schwab. Born in 1938. So he's not that old. He's only 10 years older than I am. 81. Let's see. He was a professor back then at the University of Geneva, blah, 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 blah. And let's see if they got anything about the current meeting. It's funded by 1,000 member companies, typically global enterprises with more than $5 billion in turnover. The top companies within their industry or country, blah, blah. If you want to be a member, if you want to join up the World Economic Forum, you can do so. It will only set you back. Your annual membership fee is $52,000 for an individual member, $527,000 for a strategic partner. And your admission fee just to apply will be $19,000 if you're accepted. And the flagship event is this one that Donald Trump will be going to the end of January, bringing the chief executive officers from 1,000 member companies, blah, 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 religious leaders, media, the 500 journalists, and they... This is typical liberal BS. I tried listening. Yesterday I tried listening as long as I could to CNN. And then I also listened to C-SPAN at a meeting. What was it called? I can't remember the name of it, but one of these NGOs. And it's amazing This one featured Susan Rice. It's interesting listening to left-wingers speak. They pause. Barack Obama does this. They pause in between words as if they're thinking. They're trying to, as if they're lost in a thick, dark molasses. They're groping for the next word. Their minds are occluded. They can't speak in a fluid, clear, crisp, energetic, or enthusiastic way. The other thing I noticed about them, they're very depressed. Their faces are glum. And there is something wrong with these people. It's there if you can see it. Let's see of the latest meeting here. Let's see if it's up. It's here on the Wikipedia report here. And by the way, speaking of Wikipedia, social media, and the power of the left, which includes Wikipedia now, Robert Epstein, let me write down his name. This guy is amazing. Robert Epstein, I told you, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that Epstein estimates that the power of left wing, and it all is left wing now, social media, is so great that they can change the vote total in an American election by 12 million votes. I told you 12. Well, I listened to him this morning update his figure to 15 million. Now, if this happens on November 3rd, 2020, if, as Robert Epstein says, they are able to do, Google and Amazon and Facebook and Twitter can change by 15 million the vote, to use the colorful phrase, our collective ass may be grass. I mean, that's a lot of votes. We might be in a situation, if they have that much power, and Robert Epstein is the only really solid academic who's done really impressive research using all the tools of modern scientific research. He's a psychologist. I'll look him up in a moment. But if they have that ability to steal 15 million votes, how do you beat that? He estimated in the 2016 election, I've forgotten the exact number, the fraction here, but it was more than 1 million and less than 2 million votes that they stole for Hillary Clinton. Now, oh, by the way, in terms of the importance of Robert Epstein, he is a liberal who voted for Hillary. So he is saying all of these things. In spite, these are what in court they call an admission against interest. He's just being honest. And it's against his interest as a left winger, as a liberal, as a Hillary supporter. He's saying almost 2 million votes were stolen for Hillary. And he's saying that number could be 15 million in 2020. Well, just put it back, plug that 15 million number back into the 2016 election. And Hillary becomes president by a landslide. All right, let's go back to the president's tweets. Davos, I was looking at just to see if there's anything new in the current meeting. Blah, 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 blah. Davos man, that's a term. Davos man is a neologism referring to the global elite of wealthy men whose members view themselves as completely international. According to political scientist Samuel P. Huntington, who is credited with inventing the phrase Davos man, they are, quote, people who have little need for national loyalty, view national boundaries as obstacles that thankfully are vanishing, and see national governments as residues from the past whose only useful function is to facilitate the elite's global operations. In his 2004 article, Dead Souls, The Denationalization of the American Elite, Huntington argues that this international perspective is a minority elitist position not shared by the nationalist majority of the people. Well, Samuel P. Huntington is a friend of patriots. And that's exactly, he wrote that in 2004. Donald Trump came to exemplify, personify, to embody what Huntington's talking about in 2015 when he came down the escalator, 11 years later. The majority of our European peoples, of course, are nationalists. What does Donald Trump describe himself? He says, I'm proud to be, he says, I am a nationalist. Viktor Orban, of course, says he's a nationalist. Marine Le Pen says she's a nationalist. Matteo Salvini says, I'm a nationalist. All of these patriots say they are nationalists. The Swedish Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna, we are nationalists. That's what we are. Okay, so there you go. And I don't see anything on this upcoming meeting here. Let's go back to the president himself. And let's listen for a moment. This is a great, the president tweets the opening statement from Jeanine Pirro's show, this yesterday's show. Let us listen. This already has 1.7 million views, according to Twitter, who we are compelled to rely upon in this matter. Let's just see what she has to say. Here she is, Jeanine Twitter, yesterday.
In the midst of a Jeanine great Twitter. Economic awakening.
Pardon me, I got to back that up.
Two historic trade deals
sorry.
1 week.
Sorry. Jeanine Twitter. Jeanine Pirro. Sorry.
Our country is in the midst of a great economic awakening. Two historic trade deals in 1 week, an awakening that everyone is able to participate in. Yet the only thing the Democrats in Congress can focus on is an unconstitutional, factually insufficient, partisan impeachment that everyone knows is not going to succeed. Democrats know they're going to lose in the Senate, but rather than focusing on how to continue to grow the economy and the country, their only focus is on tearing it down. Is that what you want in your leaders? A group so hell-bent on destroying and removing the president and all the good he's doing for us that they will do so based on irrelevant, immaterial, inadmissible evidence and second and third-hand hearsay. Folks, the only thing the Democrats care about is power, and they will do whatever they can and take down whomever they must who is in their way to attain that power.
Davos man. And Davos woman, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, is she a Davos woman? Woo!
These hypocrites feign solemnity and earnestness as they rush to impeachment, then pause, then stop and do nothing, then make demands for further investigation as they bring their non-criminal, non-statutory, non-high-crime misdemeanor, non-treason, non-bribery, sham articles of impeachment to the Senate. Take a look.
The feeling in the Senate chamber is solemn, serious, profound. The weight of history, the eyes of history, you feel it, are upon you. I know every one of my colleagues felt it. I hope my colleagues on the other side of the aisle felt it.
Now, did you hear the violins? This is Chuck Schumer, of course. I have violins here at the house, and I have a couple of violin players, and I myself can draw a bow across the strings. Maybe some night we'll have a little violin accompaniment to Chuck Schumer.
Really, Chuck? You felt that? Or did you get a thrill that you might become majority leader? And here's how solemn.
I love Jeanine Pirro. Sometimes she says that. Did you get a thrill up your leg, Chuck?
Nancy framed it.
His actions, which undermined our national security, violated his oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution, and jeopardized the integrity of our elections.
And as the engrossment ceremony procession with those two non-criminal, non-unconstitutional articles of impeachment were carried from the House to the upper chamber, the Senate, the solemnity of the occasion was described as, quote, crossing the threshold in history. Yet they crossed the threshold, all right. Their hostility and malevolence was palpable as they crossed their threshold from politics to the theater of the absurd. And it will prove fatal to their cause in November. And get this, Nancy Pelosi says it's not a question of proof, it's a question of allegations.
In any case, it's not a question of saying what proof, it says what allegations have been made.
Really?
Now, what she's referring to is the House paper that was submitted to the Senate, which is their indictment, which is, in fact, required to contain the proof. She's saying, we're just sending in some allegations. Charges, that's all. We're not submitting any proof to these charges. Well, BS, Nancy. Your job was to investigate and prove and then send to the jury for decision. Boy, does she have it bass-ackwards.
You bozos upend everything that makes America great, including the Constitution. It's not about proof. It's about allegations. Didn't you try that with Kavanaugh? How did that one work out for you? To them, whether it's true or not doesn't matter.
Essential point. It doesn't. It doesn't matter to them whether it's true. Lying is sufficient in and of itself. It is their nature, their inner nature.
Truth depends on what they think is true, not whether they can substantiate it. Whether they can substantiate it is irrelevant to them. And yet they try to make it so solemn. History is watching us as they proceed from one house to the next. Make no mistake, they were celebrating as Nancy passed out silver platters with her name etched on gold pens to celebrate the occasion. It wasn't solemn. It wasn't serious. They were giddy with joy. They were about as serious as a bunch of second graders passing gas in classroom.
And adults getting a thrill up their legs.
And then they had the unmitigated gall to try to tell the Senate how to run a case that they totally had no proof. They couldn't prove Russia collusion, and so they substituted Ukraine as their new basis for impeachment. And the transcript is proof there was no crime. They want him removed even though he violated no law, and now they want the Senate to investigate and call the witnesses who they didn't bother to call. A primer. The Senate's job is not to redo the investigation of the House. The Senate's job is not to build the case the House couldn't. And the Senate's job is not to reinvestigate the investigation. Its job is to rule on it. And for all you bozos who now want to call Lev Parnas, the latest guy indicted on multiple felonies, who will say or do whatever he can to get out of his indictment, he's no more credible than your hero, Michael Cohen, who you drag out of prison to testify in your hallowed chambers. How did that one work out for you in the Russia collusion delusion? And your other hero, Michael Avenatti, he's got indictments pending against him from coast to coast. You guys even talked about him running for president. Are you stupid too?
Now, by the way, that's an amazing number. Help me, audience, if you know the exact number. But Michael Avenatti, believe it or not, was on CNN. I think it was CNN. More than 250 times in the previous 1 year when they were gushing about, they were calling him their preferred presidential candidate. They were bowing and scraping. Michael Avenatti, and I love what Tucker Carlson has called him from the beginning. He's called him the porn lawyer, the creepy porn lawyer, CPL. I wonder what I keep seeing CPL on Tucker's screen. It doesn't mean Corporal Avenatti. It means creepy porn lawyer. Over 250 times they put him on the air. That was Janine's point. We'll be right back.
In the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
No respect. Politically incorrect. Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard. Boy, what a theme song for everything that Donald Trump did after, sadly, Merle Haggard passed away. Gretchen Wilson, I'm sure, is still going strong. We're in Donald Trump's Twitter account here. Nice statistic mentioned by the president. Tremendous surge in new housing construction in December. 16.9% over last year. 16.9% surge in new housing construction. Let's go back up here and see if he's tweeted anything. He says he's headed, in one of these tweets here, he's headed for Where's he headed for? Austin, Texas. Oh, by the way, speaking of Austin, Texas, hey, he's going to be flying right over Round Rock, Texas, the home of the Republic Broadcasting Network, the host of this radio show, going out to you, all of you good folks, among other places, on TalkStream Live at TalkStreamLive.com. And I'm just looking here right now as we speak. It's so easy to do. Just type in TalkStreamLive.com, and then you pick your favorite right-wing show. And it's easy for me to pick mine. Let's see here. Let's find it on TalkStream Live. There's my favorite show. It's at number 16 right now, this very moment, on the top 100 of TalkStream Live. And right behind Alex Jones, Dennis Prager, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, and Michael Savage. Boy, that's fast company. Kim Komando, Sean Hannity. Behind us, Kim Komando and Sean. Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder. More fast company. Something that's always a treat for me, my old high school classmate, dearly beloved. Let's see. He's at number 35. Number 38, Michael Medved. Oh, I have a soft spot in my heart for Mike. But he brings up the neoconservative rear on folks that were never Trumpers. And I have not had a chance to hear him in recent times to see whether he is still a never Trumper or is pretending to be on the Trump train, in that special car of the Trump train reserved for former never Trumpers or never Trumpers pretending to be Trumpers for the moment until they can offload Donald Trump. And then get back to business as usual in the swamp. Anyway, thank you for listening in, all you TalkStream Live folks out there. So what are we looking at here coming up? Go back through that calendar of events coming up. We've got the president. He's going to be at Jeff Van Drew, the newest Republican congressman. Isn't that wonderful? This guy, rather than vote to impeach Donald Trump, said, you know what? Screw it. I'm done with the demon rat party. I'm a Republican. Jeff Van Drew, the southern tip of New Jersey. Donald Trump will be holding his next rally there. I'm sure Jeff Van Drew will be there. And and that's going to be on January 28th. So that's in a few days. And that will be after the Davos, Switzerland speech, which will probably, the president will probably do a bravura performance, just riveting and just nailing the Davos man elite that he despises and that he is repudiating. He is Donald Trump is a living rebuke to Davos man. So it's wonderful that he chooses to go there to directly confront these creeps. And then 2 days after Cape May, Wildwood, New Jersey. And, you know, I would say to people, you know, hey, come on, go to that event. I still say go. But if you realize you're competing with 100,000 other people who have gotten tickets, and that's as of a couple of days ago, and the hall at Wildwood, let me just look, how many people will fit into that event in Wildwood? This may be Donald Trump just stretching it further than he's ever stretched it in terms of how many people can't get into an event. Let's see. It's at the Wildwoods Convention Center, and that can hold, let's look it up real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, and see how many of us are not going to be able to get in there. Wildwood is the town, but Wildwoods Convention Center is the facility, and it holds 7,000 people. Small when it comes to a Trump event. Oh, gee whiz. Pretty new. It was opened in 2001, so it's nice in there. There are going to be so many people outside in that event. Then, 2 days later, he's in Des Moines, Iowa, and let's see how big that venue is going to be. Let's go to the Trump. We go to DonaldJTrump.com, then click on the events button, and which is what I'm doing. Then I click on the Des Moines button to get tickets, which are free. Just click on it, and they email you a link. The Knapp Center at Drake University. So it'll be at Drake. And that's where the debate was it not? The demon rat debate where Pocahontas called CP USA Sanders a liar. And that, I'll tell you, that is a momentous event. It's having a wrenching effect on the Bernie bros, who are really torqued about Warren taking a tomahawk to Sanders' bald head. And the Warren people, they're torqued at Sanders. This is a circular firing squad. This is something good. And the beneficiary, I never got to complete the logic of what I was saying there. This all benefits Joe Biden. And that benefits you, we, patriots. Because we want Joe. This is what's kind of so laughable about this Ukraine hoax. As if Donald Trump wanted to eliminate Joe Biden. Donald Trump's fondest prayer is that Joe Biden should get the nomination. Joe Biden would be the easiest opponent to wrestle to the mat. Joe Biden will self-destruct. You almost just let him talk. Get him on camera. Get the camera rolling and let him go. I love what Donald Trump says about people like that. He said, he's a choke artist. Choke. He loves to say that. The president will say over and over again on something. Somebody who went down to defeat, he said, he always says this about Mitt Romney. Hey, Mitt, you choked. You choked, Mitt. You're a choke artist. I don't know why that's so funny as an image, but that's what Joe Biden is. He's a choke artist. Donald Trump will have to just let him take himself down. So it's ludicrous to suppose Donald Trump had no motive in trying to take down Joe Biden. And by the way, let's be clear about this. If Donald Trump, as the president of the United States, who has a sworn responsibility, and it's actually legal, it's actually written into legislation to check up on and monitor Ukrainian corruption as it pertains to American funds given to Ukraine, taxpayer money, he has an obligation, moral, legal, professional obligation to check on the corruption of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in Ukraine. That's not an impeachable offense. That's not an offense to not check on Hunter and his dad would be an offense. That would be dereliction of duty. This is so ironic. It's irony upon irony. Donald Trump wants his opponent. And as far as investigating Joe Biden's corruption, that's his duty. Doesn't matter that he was vice president. That makes it all the more emphatically important that it be investigated. And it doesn't matter that he is someone who's running for office. That makes it all the more emphatically important. Again, redoubly, that it be investigated. So, this is going to be interesting as we see this coming week, how this comes out. See if anybody follows that line of reasoning. Alan Dershowitz or Pam Bondi or Jay Sekulow. Maybe one of them will take up that line of reasoning that, hey, what you're accusing the president of is actually responsibility. You're accusing him of being responsible in his job and following his duty, doing his job. You're calling that an impeachable offense. Des Moines, okay, the Drake, the Knapp Center at Drake University, that's probably going to be their arena. And typical college arena, probably. I'm not even going to look it up. It's probably about 10,000 or 12,000 seat capacity. So, and that will be, that is on January 30th. The Iowa caucus is February 4th. And now, interesting headline, interesting thing to report. And we'll go to Wayne in Texas, I think, in a moment. And we have Pat in Fort Worth. Let me just see here if I've lost track of people. I think I may have. We've got Pat in Fort Worth and Wayne in Texas. Engineer, you help me out with whoever's next. The okay, let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you about Jay Sekulow.
Yes.
In 89, I think, he was in Panama City Beach because he owned a condominium. He lost his home and everything. He went bankrupt over this choosing to do what he's doing. He defends the lowliest school where they say you can't have a Bible study group, but the Muslims can do this or that other. All he has to do is write them a letter, and they drop everything. No complaints anymore. That's how the reputation he has for defending freedom of religion. He actually, according to Wikipedia, I probably just forgot it. And I don't, all the stuff they're writing in there is just garbage by the fake media, okay? A lot of it. He writes books, and he's got some really good books. And what I want to say is he's reproduced himself. He has Jordan and Logan, two sons. He's set married to the same woman, and he was saved in Atlanta Baptist College by Jews for Jesus. And now his brother is saved. They're both Messianic Jews. His brother is a head of a church, I think. And he defended his first case before the Supreme Court was Jews for Jesus in the Chicago airport. They weren't letting them pass out literature. And he said, this is a place where the public is invited, and free speech is where the public is. Where the public is, it's free speech. And they'll always try that mess on you, you know, but just think, I'm going to call Jay Sekulow and tell him. You know, so really, he's very important out here in this world. And if I was a Democrat, I wouldn't take him old at all. Not at all.
So, well, it says here. He did. Yes, go ahead.
He did. I was going to say he probably did file an advocate's brief with ACLU about schools wanting to take out certain speech. And he said that will result in taking out Christian speech, too. So that made sense, you know. But other than that, you can count on him being straight. He's not going to be doing any of that crap in Wikipedia about advising Cohen to lie to the president. Come on. See who wrote put it in there. So he's a straight arrow shooter. And he's all right. Okay.
Yes. And Jay Sekulow, hang on to your thought there, Pat. Jay Sekulow, I'm just reading his article, and his wife, Pamela McPherson, have been married since 78 and have two adult sons. They live in Brentwood, Tennessee. And he's got a radio show. His youngest brother, Scott, is the founder and rabbi of the Messianic Jewish congregation Beth Adonai in Atlanta, Georgia. Sekulow plays the drums and guitar. Yeah. And one of the guys in his band is John Elefante, who is a former member of the band Kansas. Now that, I'm going to play a little clip here in a bit on that, because the Kansas wrote one of my favorite songs. I'm not going to blow it here and say the name of the song. I'll just play it in a moment. But that's in his band. I love the guy just on that, that a member of Kansas is in Jay Sekulow's band. And he is, let me go back to the beginning of his biography. This is interesting stuff I didn't know. There's a lot of that, I guess. He says he is on Donald Trump's personal legal team, and born in Brooklyn. He born and raised Jewish. He, while attending Atlanta Baptist College, he became interested in Christianity and converted to Messianic Judaism after encountering Jews for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Then he got a PhD from Regent. Yeah, he's a pretty young, well, he's not that young. He's 63 years old. And he's a radio host. So pretty interesting guy. But now I'm fascinated. You go ahead, Pat. You just talk for a second. I'm getting a soundtrack for you. You just keep talking.
I feel like I failed him when I didn't get all those people at that meeting in Panama City. I should have, because my mother got sick and was hospitalized, so I flew out here. And I tried to do it by phone. It was just too hard to do. So it was very few people there. And it wasn't because we didn't try. But, you know, at least he confessed that somebody had prophesied he's going to defend the Bible. He's been doing it ever since. I mean, like I said, all anybody has to do is just write him and tell them about their school and what they're doing, or threaten them, and they drop whatever they're coming against the kids for. Really, that's how well known he is for standing up for the Bible. But I'll let you go. That's all I want to say. I mean, I like all you're saying there.
Hang on. I'm going to play something for you now. Hang on. Here's a treat. This is a treat for you. This is in Jay Sekulow's band. Let me see here. Let me just play this. I got to get it back to the beginning. This is one of my favorite of all songs. Beautiful. Not supposed to play whole songs, so I can't play that whole song, but I could listen to that. You remember that song, don't you, Pat?
No, I've been a Christian so long, I'm just Christian. I mean, that's all I know to say.
Well, Pat, and I love you. I love you, Pat. I love you. that song, I forget when Dust in the Wind was written, but that for me, that song just grabs me every time I hear it. I'm going to research it after the show here when we close the mic. But that one of the players,
well, I
one of, John.
I want to say this. I want to say this. I think that when you're talking about voting, that we're in serious trouble in this country. And if anybody thinks that, oh, I'm not going to vote because, he's going to win anyway, that's a mistake, because you just have to overcome all of this stuff going on here. By quantity of votes. That's how I won before Trump. And I've read it's like 31 states let you vote online. And I remember a story of a five-year-old last year who, or year before, who made up a candidate and got him a million votes online. So that's a joke. It's really a joke. And even registering online, I don't even vote early. I tried that one time. It didn't even show the judge that I wanted. It just wouldn't show him. And it showed that I'd voted for him. And, of course he lost. So, I always wait and stand in line, whatever it takes. And the main thing is they will never let you know in your Democrat newspapers, that you gotta register to vote unless it's for Obama or somebody, 30 days in Texas can vote.
Very good
advice
to everybody.
And that's coming up real quick.
Yeah, and talk about scary stuff. Yeah, Pat, talk about scary stuff. In New York State, the new law in New York State gives driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And at the time accompanying their driver's license, they are automatically registered to vote. Even though they are illegal aliens, they get a driver's license. And part of the driver's license is automatic electronic registration to vote. Now, this goes back. Yeah, this is the other form of fraud. Robert Epstein talked about, a liberal talks about the fact that the social media can, by manipulating the public. This is not the same as voter fraud. This is manipulation of media to change the way people vote in reality. No fakery here at all in the voting itself. The fakery is in the presentation of media. This is just a mind-boggling thing, that out of 30,000 Facebook employees who are recorded as contributing to campaigns in the 2020 campaign, only two of them contributed to the Trump campaign. Only two out of 30,000. How could you do this? How could you achieve such an astonishing feat as to find 29,998 people who dislike Donald Trump or hate him, and in the course of that, only find two who end up contributing to Trump? I mean, that must be, those people, before they're hired by Facebook, must be grilled. They must be grilled to get to drill down to that level of accuracy.
Facebook is humanoids. I'm sorry, RBN, I know you're on Facebook. And I don't have time to mess around and try to get them to the human stage.
Pat, thank you very much. And let me recommend to you, if you're listening around on the internet, Dust in the Wind by the band Kansas, released, I think, in 1977. I'm looking it up here. And it has, here are some of the things written about the song. The title of the song is a Bible reference, paraphrasing Ecclesiastes, which is, I reflected on everything that is accomplished by man on earth, and I concluded everything he has accomplished is futile, like chasing the wind. That was from Ecclesiastes. And then also from another biblical passage, Genesis 3:19. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And then also Ecclesiastes 3:20, all go to one place, all are from the dust, and to dust all return. But what a song. Oh, it's so spiritual. It's so wonderful. I could just listen to it endlessly. And the year of release is 1978. So I was 29 years old. Yes, 29 years old. And gee whiz. Carrie Livgren is the songwriter. And so the little tidbit there is that a member, I don't know if a current or past Kansas ensemble, is a member of Jay Sekulow's band. who is one of Donald Trump's attorneys. And we'll all be getting to know Jay Sekulow because, oh, this thing's going to be on the Democrat clown car and the Donald Trump hero mobile. Those two will be on display nonstop. It'll be wall to wall, all night, all day TV. They're going to be in session from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m., 6 days a week.
Well, you got to have
not quite up to the
Bloomberg.
Beatles. Yeah, not quite up to the Beatles. Not quite up to the Beatles standard of 8 days a week, but they will be on your TV, folks, nonstop on all networks for 6 days a week. And this will go on for several weeks at least. So this is going to be an epic experience. So we'll all get to know Jay Sekulow and his eloquence and Pam Bondi and the others. It will be really quite an experience. It'll be interesting to see how I think it may change many people. They may look at this and go, they may reconsider the Demon Rat Party and say, do I really want to be a Democrat? Yeah. We'll be right back, folks. Thanks, Pat. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
let's see, we've got, let me see what's, oh, the engineer is sending me a message here. Dust in the Wind is a song by the American progressive rock band Kansas, released in 77. First acoustic Kansas song, one of the most famous acoustic rock songs ever recorded. And indeed, incredible. Kerry Livgren wrote the song. And I'm just looking up. He's now 70 years old. He had a stroke in 2009. He, too, is dust in the wind. He underwent surgery, two stents in his carotid arteries. The area of his brain in which the stroke-causing clot formed deals with language and other high-end skills. Oh, gosh, can you believe his ability to sing all that? He recognized family members, would squeeze hands in recognition, squeeze his family's hands. The family established the Kansas Band website as the only authorized source for information on Livgren's recovery. He is now recovered partially and has resumed work on his various musical projects. Isn't that encouraging? He made his first post-stroke appearance with Kansas on January 28th, 2011. So this would be 12 years after his stroke, when he conducted the Kansas State University Symphony Orchestra for Dust in the Wind during a special concert celebrating the 150th anniversary of the state of Kansas. Livgren was greeted with a prolonged standing ovation. And boy, if I can find a YouTube of that performance, I'm going to play it for you on this show. So I'll endeavor to do that. The engineer, have I got another caller? Is that Wayne I'm looking at? It is. Wayne, are you there in Texas?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. Oh, you're always so welcome on this show.
I guess I only got about a minute or so, so I guess I'll rattle it off.
Wayne, you got as long as you like. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the New York situation where illegal aliens can get driver's license and register to vote. I just wanted folks to be aware that there's 14 states around the country that are allowing illegals to get driver's license. And it's not been really publicized heavily yet, but I would be very cautious and careful to watch what's going on in these states, too, because in case they are states that could tip the Electoral College towards the Democrats, we could have the election stolen just by virtue of the vote fraud. And one other fact along these lines is...
Wayne, can you hang on through the break and come back on the other side?
Show's over, buddy.
Oh, there is no other side. We're dust in the wind. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, here we are. We'll have to pick this up. I apologize, Wayne, for running into the break. We'll pick it up tomorrow night in our regular Monday night show. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us here. See you tomorrow night.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.